Tech Lyceum, a podcast from Birlasoft.
Hi there, we are back at it with another episode of Tech Lyceum, where we unravel the world of technology with experts. And today we have two experts joining us to talk about innovating to elevate digital transformation and PLM in manufacturing. First up, we've got Jerome Lobo, AVP Digital PLM ALM Practice. Jerome is a dynamic leader with 29 plus years of experience, adept at managing and inspiring teams of 200 plus members. He consistently delivers client-focused solutions that boost profitability and productivity. Hi, Jerome. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Nitya.
We also have Rajiv Sharma, Senior Client Partner Manufacturing, with over 20 years in software engineering. He has led global teams of 700 plus professionals in large-scale digital transformations, significantly enhancing client business value. Thanks for being here, Rajiv.
Yeah, hi, Nitya. Thanks for having me.
Let me direct the first question here to you, Jerome. Could you explain how product lifecycle management, which is what the PLM we're talking about refers to here, integrates into the digital transformation of a journey manufacturing company? Specifically, how do key technologies drive this transformation? And how is the role of PLM evolving with the introduction of new digital tools and technologies?
Yeah, firstly, thank you so much, Nitya, for having me on this platform. So in today's world, product lifecycle management is enabling a lot of the integration, you know, of the data, processes, business systems and people, you know, as part of the whole digital transformation journey, which is helping a lot of companies to reduce their time to market, improve product quality and enhance collaboration amongst various teams. We at Birlasoft are helping our customers with PLM on cloud to manage their OPEX efficiently by eliminating a lot of their long-term depreciation of large investments and, you know, on-the-fly scalability along with technology acceleration. As part of our PLM practice, we are also looking into the new trends of AI and ML interjections, you know, as part of the customer digital journeys, which is helping them revolutionize PLM by automating various repetitive tasks, analyzing large data sets for insights, and enabling predictive analytics, you know, which it helps in enhancing their decision-making capabilities, optimization of resources, and in turn, improving the product quality which they launch into the market. Birlasoft partners with a lot of our customers, you know, across the digital thread, which has been a logical evolution of PLM, which is helping build the communication framework and also helps various stages, you know, as part of the product development, right from the ideas to the requirements, you know, in manufacturing and services. We also have digital twins, you know, which is helping enable virtual representation of a physical world, which allows efficient management, you know, of the product design data, various bill of materials, in turn acceleration, design releases, tightening collaboration across various departments and stakeholders. And also we have been seeing in conjunction with that, you know, AR, VR is also enabling virtual visualization of the blueprints and full-scale products to interact with various mechanisms, which is also helping the acceleration of the go-to-market by optimizing creation of prototypes. And also there's been a faster iterative mechanism by using 3D printing technologies. So while the engineering and BOM aspects of the product lifecycle have pretty much matured, we are also seeing service BOM is also getting there for customers. And with the interjection of IoT is helping a lot of the live data coming in from the fields, which is helping R&D to put in fixes and updates quickly while they manage the traceability of the same across the product lifecycle. So I'll quickly summarize this, Nitya. So our PLM practice, you know, has been enabling our customers with efficient and innovative digital transformation as it helps drive the traceability across engineering, manufacturing and the service BOMs through various enterprise integrations, the digital thread and twin frameworks, which is helping accelerate the collaboration and communication across internal and external stakeholders within any organization, bringing in the agility of the overall product lifecycle transformation.
Thank you, Jerome, for giving us such a solid grasp on, you know, what this means. And towards that end, Rajiv, if I may ask you, how are manufacturers leveraging predictive analytics and machine learning to enhance PLM processes and improve product quality? Additionally, what impact does the integration of IoT, AI and big data analytics have on PLM and manufacturing operations? Over to you, Rajiv.
Yeah, thanks, Nitya, for asking. I believe there can't be a better time to talk about the huge impact predictive analytics and machine learning is causing on the manufacturing industry. For example, automakers around the world are transforming the process of designing and developing new vehicle components with predictive analytics and machine learning. I can share an example where a leading commercial car maker got into partnership with Autodesk, and the challenge was of creating a lightweight yet strong seat bracket. Traditionally, this component was heavy and complex, you can imagine so. But using predictive analytics and generative design, they explored thousands of design possibilities. And the result was a seat bracket that was 40% lighter, 20% stronger. And the most exciting thing was that the number of parts reduced from 8 to just 1. This not only improved their efficiency, but also streamlined the entire manufacturing process. Isn't it revolutionary?
Yeah.
Further, the impact predictive analytics is causing does not stop at design, and indeed plays a critical role throughout the entire product lifecycle. If I can say so, it enables accurate demand forecasting, ensuring just the right amount of inventory is produced at any point in time, and it goes on into the operations where it's powered by IoT sensors on the factory machinery, they can anticipate failure before they occur. And it reduces the downtime, extend the equipment life, and last but not the least, from a quality control perspective, machine learning model can detect defects in real time, ensuring that only top quality products leave the factory. If I summarize, then there are several examples spanning across the entire industry where manufacturers have integrated successfully IoT, AI, big data analytics to reimagine the manufacturing process, making them smarter, and they're able to build better products and brought in the agility they need to address the ever-changing environment they live in.
Yes, thank you, Rajiv. That was very thorough. And we will come to a few examples in just a bit. But Jerome, I'd like to bring it back to you with this question. How is digital transformation reshaping collaboration among design, engineering, and production teams in manufacturing? And what are the key factors that manufacturers should consider when upgrading from traditional PLM systems to advanced digital platforms?
Sure, Nirja. So, digital transformation has been helping a lot of our customers, as part of the design, engineering, and production teams within manufacturing by redefining their collaboration, by bringing in a lot of the integrated workflows, right, which helps in unifying the design, engineering, and production, which is really helping them with real-time collaborative workflows. So, this is helping, with a lot of the real-time data sharing and enabling a lot of immense data-driven decision-making, right, and alignment across various teams. And these are internal and external. Digital twins also across the digital threads and the cloud platforms are helping collaboration of various internal and external stakeholders of an organization, regardless of their locations. We at BirlaSoft are helping our customers, keeping this in mind, some of the key aspects and considerations, for transitioning are change management, how we're helping them through trainings and adaptive implementations to ease out the transition process. Having a tight data integration strategy using digital threads is very important to enhance the communication framework through existing systems in order to maintain the data consistency and drive traceability. Similarly, selecting the right platforms is pivotal to ensure adaptability for the future needs with the right cybersecurity frameworks, right, to manage the sensitive data protection and high ROI based on the long-term benefits that we see from the digital platforms that are chosen. As my friend Rajiv had mentioned earlier, right, as part of the AI/ML constructs, one of the key trends that we see as part of the advanced digital platforms is AI and ML, which is helping revolutionize PLM to drive predictive analytics, helping enhance decision making, optimize resources, and harness the power of these advanced digital platforms. Hence, we're seeing a lot of these organizations, right, which are driving sustainability initiatives, right, is helping build a circular economy for them, right, which helps incorporate some of the key features such as ability to repair or recycle their products much more easily, thus reducing the overall carbon footprint for themselves, right? I hope this captures what you're looking out for, Nature.
Yes, absolutely, Jerome. And one final question, Rajiv, I talked about examples. Could you actually share one example of how cloud modernization of a PLM system has driven value for your clients?
Yeah, sure, Nirja. Thanks for asking. As called out with Jerome, one of the key trends that we at BirlaSoft are seeing is in fact of cloud modernization of PLM systems. If I can share details into an exciting journey of a leading manufacturer of a commercial truck and engine maker, our client embarked on this initiative to migrate Windchill PLM system to AWS cloud. Prior to the migration, they had more than 80 terabyte worth of data on their on-prem environment, and the system ran painfully slow. In fact, they were facing business continuity risk from an end-of-life PLM system. Once we migrated the PLM to cloud, the results have been nothing short of remarkable. I can start with performance and scalability. With this migration, they gained the ability to dynamically scale resources according to the demand. And this flexibility allowed them to manage large data sets and complex simulations without a hitch, making them their operations more efficient and improving the performance by more than 20%. Secondly, now their global team could access PLM data in real time, no matter where they are. For example, engineers in North America could collaborate seamlessly with their counterparts in South America, Europe, or anywhere in the world. And this real-time access facilitated better collaboration amongst all stakeholders, not just engineers, including the designers, even their suppliers. Ultimately, what it led to is speeding up the entire product lifecycle and reducing the time to market. Lastly, this move led to a significant cost saving of more than 30% and improved the reliability of the performance. Just to summarize, this move enhanced performance, brought cost efficiency, increased reliability, improved collaboration, and isn't it amazing that it did all at the same time?
Very promising statistics to support the move. Jerome, Rajiv, if you were to leave our listeners with, let's say, one big takeaway from this conversation, what would it be? Jerome, let me have you start this one.
Sure, Nirja. So basically, you know, our BirlaSoft PLM practice is working through the latest trends, you know, of AI, cloud, digital threads and twins, along with our digital partner and hyperscalers ecosystem to help build a smarter and agile product lifecycle ecosystem for our valued customers.
Yes, thank you. And Rajiv, your final words?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, helping our customers as part of their smart engineering and smart factory initiatives to help them drive business value and a higher ROI is our goal. And we would love to engage with you through your transformation journey and help out.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Jerome, Rajiv, once again for your expertise. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you, Nirja.
Thank you, Nirja.
This is Tech Lyceum, a podcast from BirlaSoft.
While technology is transforming businesses, Tech Lyceum is here to transform the way we all think about how that works. And another insightful episode, some food for thought to take away. I will catch you on another one. Until then, it's me, Nirja, signing off.
You were listening to Tech Lyceum, a podcast from BirlaSoft.